This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. And before we begin, I want to share with you some clarification on a halacha we've been discussing the last couple of days, namely going to the bathroom before davening, where the Mechaber said in Siman Sadi Beis Sif Aleph, Aval lechatchila lo yispalal ad sheyivdoik atzmoy tchila yafe. One should not lechatchila daven shachris or any tefillah until he checks himself well. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah explained, even though you could hold yourself in for many hours, you should check yourself well. And we didn't clarify exactly, what does that mean, check yourself well? Does that mean you should actually try to go? And I believe the answer is yes, and it is the answer. That is the explanation. Before davening shachris l'chadchila, don't say, well, you know, I'm probably not going to have to go for 5 hours. Even if that's the case, l'chadchila, you should try to go. The Chida writes in the Sefer Marba Etzba, in Siman Gimel, Oy Samach Gimel. He says, v'yifne v'yitol yadav. You should defecate and wash your hands. Ki hu tzorech gado ma'oid. K'may sh'amru chazal, shebezeh mekabel olav o malchushvam sholema. V'yesh soid bedavar. V'cholzeh ahu afim yachal leshiv kama sh'ois v'ein tzorech lifnois. This is all talking about if you have to wait many hours. Part of Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim is defecating in the morning. Halachically and al pisayd. And then the Chida says some interesting stuff. He says, Hanitzrach l'nekavav al yispalel is Rashi Tevois, Hikoin likras elokecha Yisrael. Hikoin likras elokecha Yisrael is Rashi Tevois, Hanitzrach l'nekavav al yispalel. Anyway, he says that it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, what's Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim? Yakum Aboiker, Yid V'yifne V'yitol Yadav. And V'yesh Soid B'davar.
That's not Menach HaMa'ariv, though. What's
Menach
HaMa'ariv? That's a din by getting up in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good, but Menach HaMa'ariv is not that.
Do you have to go before Mincha Ma'ariv? As long as you have no urge. In other words, by Mincha Ma'ariv, as long as you have no urge. If you have any urge, you're not allowed to daven Mincha Ma'ariv. L'chadchila. But by Shachris, even more than that, even if you have no urge, you should try to go. In other words, right? It seems like there's a chiluk. That by other tefillos, if you have any urge, you're not allowed to daven. By Shachris, even if you don't have any urge, you're supposed to actively go. Okay, we're up to Siman Sadi Dalet. Tzorach lechave neged Eretz Yisrael, v'din haroichev o yoyshev besfina. One should be mechave in opposite Eretz Yisrael, and someone who's riding or sitting on a boat. So anybody who's been listening to the shiurim know that one of my pet peeves is that there is no halacha that you're supposed to face Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. There is no such halacha. So what do you mean? The Shulchan Aruch says it. No, it's a misreading of the Shulchan Aruch. It says Mechaber, B'kumay l'spalo, when you get up to daven, Im hoya oimed b'chutzaretz, if you're in chutzaretz, yachzer panav k'neged Eretz Yisrael. You turn toward Eretz Yisrael. V'yichavein does not mean to direct yourself. We'll see. V'yichavein means you should have in mind. Gam l'Yerushalayim, also toward Jerusalem. V'la mikdash. We'll see that means you should imagine yourself standing in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you're standing in Eretz Yisrael, then yachzir panav k'neged Hashem. Then you turn toward Yerushalayim. And you have in mind you're standing in the Mikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Haya oimed b'Yerushalayim. If you're standing in Jerusalem, yachzer panav lamikdash, you turn toward the mikdash, v'yichavein gam kein lebeis kodshei hakadoshim. Haya oimed achoyrei hakapoyres, if you're standing behind the kapoyres, you're standing behind the mikdash, machzer panav lakapoyres, turn yourself in the direction of the kapayas. Says Mishra Perosh, Kishaimid Bechutzaretz, if you're in Israel, Lemizracha Shel Eretz Yisrael, east of Eretz Yisrael, let's say you're in Bavel, Yechavein Pan of Lemarav, you should face the west, Shu Kineged Eretz Yisrael, Shem Mitzad Marav, and when you're in America, Kamay Medina Seinu, or you're in Poland, Yafech Panav Lemizrach, you turn toward the east, V'chein B'chol Aruchais, V'chein Abir B'mashakos L'kamei, this is also the explanation, Hoya Oymed B'Eretz Yisrael Yachzer Panav, Hoya Oymed B'Yishalayim Yachzer Panav, always face Yerushalayim. Now it's interesting, can't you be also north or south? Nah, you could only be east or west. We don't give you that option. You could only live in a latitude that's east or west. Why is no explanation given for north and south? That would be Sif Beis. That's Sif Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kineged Eretz Yisrael Shnav V'Espalu Eilecha Derech Arsam, they will pray to you through their land. V'Yichavin Ratzulaymar, Yichavin Libay, you should have in mind, Afal Pishi Efshalay Lachzer Panav Negdam, you should have in mind, even though it's impossible to turn toward it. You hear what this means? There is no halacha to face Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is to face Eretz Yisrael. Once you're facing Eretz Yisrael, there is no human way to get more aligned toward the Mikdash and toward Yerushalayim and the Mikdash. It means have kavana toward it. Rotzo Omar, Sheyachshoiv Belibay V'rayoinoy Kiluhu Oymed BaMikdash. You should think in your thoughts, in your heart, like you're standing in the Mikdash, Asher B'Yerushalayim, B'Makom Kodesh HaKadoshim. When should you think this thought? We're going to see the Dershu says in Siman Tzadik Chesiv Katan Aleph, before you start Shemayna Esrei. Once you start Shemayna Esrei, you have to think about the meaning of the words. So before you start Shemayna Esrei, you have two new mitzvahs to do. Number one, make sure you're facing Eretz Yisrael. There is no halacha to face Yerushalayim in the Mikdash. And number two, to have in mind as if you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In Yerushalayim, in the Mikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's interesting, the Rambam has a different lashon. The Rambam's lashon is, you should imagine yourself standing in Shamayim. But the Mechaber, based on the Gemara in Brachos, says you should face Eretz Yisrael and be mechavein toward Yerushalayim, toward, you should have kavana that you're standing in Yerushalayim, in the Mikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kineged Yerushalayim Shenemar V'espalu al Hashem Derech Ha'ir Asher Bacharta. You will pray to Hashem through the city that you chose. Panav La Mikdash Shenemar V'espalu El Abayis Hazeh. Interesting. What about when it comes to Moedim Derabanan? Reb Shlomo Zalman is Ma'orer that many people are not makbid to bow toward the east. And the Hishtachava by Moedim Derabanan is Medina de Gemara. It's not like Baruchu. The Hishtachava by Baruchu is not Medina de Gemara. The Hishtachava by Olenu is not Medina de Gemara. The Hishtachava by Moedim is Medina de Gemara. Therefore, it's Mestaber that you should be mechavein toward the Beis HaMikdash, not only to bow toward Eretz Yisrael, but also to be mechavein that you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not sure that that's muchrach. I don't know if I would have said such a thing. In other words, just because the Hishtachava is Medina de Gemara, so okay, you need to bow toward the east. Does that mean I need to imagine myself standing in the Mikdash for that Hishtachava? That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. Okay. Now, what if you're behind the Kaparas? Perish b'marav yishabais hamikdash, in the west of the Beis HaMikdash. Panav la Kaparas shenemar v'spalu el ha-makam hazeh. And you will pray to this makam. V'yira es atzmai kiluhu oymed lefnei ha-kaparas. And you should see yourself as if you're standing before the Kaparas. Okay. Sif Beis. Im Isfalu Ruach Misharuchais. If you're praying in a direction of other directions, Yitzadei Panam Letzaretz Yisrael, Im Hu B'chotzaretz. You should incline your face toward Eretz Yisrael if you're B'chotzaretz. Vili Yerushalayim. And toward Yerushalayim, Im Hu B'Eretz Yisrael, if you're in Eretz Yisrael. V'la Mikdash Im Hu B'Yerushalayim. So here we see very clearly, the only inyan of facing Yerushalayim is if you're already in Eretz Yisrael. The only inyan of facing the Mikdash is if you're already in Yerushalayim. Otherwise, you're mechavein libay v'rayonai. So let's say you're standing in New York. It's not enough to face east, l'chayra. New York is, I believe, more north than Yerushalayim. So l'chayra, that means you should face east and slightly south, right? L'chayra. And this way you'll become wise also, because haroitza lehachkim yadrim. So what does it mean that if you're davening in a direction of the other, and of a different direction, you should face Eretz Yisrael? Says the Mishnah Bura, L'ruach misharuches, k'gon sh'roitza lehachkim. Let's say you want to become wise, oy lahasher, or become wealthy. V'amru chazal haroitza lehachkim yadrim. Chazal say, if you want to become wise, face south. Lahashir, you want to become wealthy, Yatzbin, I could go in Shiroi Chaval HaChamor, let's say you're riding on a donkey, V'yashol Lahach, says outside Eretz Yisrael, and you can't face Eretz Yisrael. Mikamakam Yitzadeid Panov, L'kayim Mashenemar, V'yispalo Elecha Derech Artsam. Ah, so now we have a new approach to Sif Beis. Sif Beis is talking like this. Sif Beis is talking about a guy, he's standing in New York, but the guy does not want to face Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he's not smart. He wants to become smart. Or he has no money. He wants money, so he wants to become wealthy. So he's facing north or south. But if your body is not facing east, at least your head should face east. So his body is aligned toward the north or the south, either to make money or to gain wisdom. But he turns his head toward Eretz Yisrael, or if you're riding on a donkey. And you can't, you need to travel west. So you need to travel west. So, but you'll, but you'll what? You'll turn your face toward the east? I guess we're not talking about a guy on a donkey traveling west. You know, if he could do that, he should do that. You know, maybe he could go like that, you know, or he could put his head through his legs, you know. This way he's traveling west but facing east. But let's say he's traveling north or south. He turns his head to the east. Okay. Now we, says Rama, V'anu shmachzirim paninu l'mizrach, mipnei sha'anu yoishvim b'marav shavzah. We turn toward the east because we reside in the west of Eretz Yisrael. V'nimtza paninu l'Eretz Yisrael. Ein oisin makam ha'arayin v'tzad ha'tfila neged zrichas ha'shemesh mamesh. We who face the east, because we're west of Eretz Yisrael, we should not make the arayin and the direction of davening mamish where the sun rises. Ki zehu derech haminim. This is like the apikarsim. Rak mechavnim neged emtza hayoyim. Where the sun is midday, which is totally not in the east, it's up in the sky, that's where you should make the arayin. U'misha roitzel kaim amaram, those who want to fulfill that which Chazal say, haroitzel lahasher yatzbin, oy lahachkim yadrim, mikomakam yitzadi panav lemizrach. One who wants to fulfill what Chazal say, if you want to become wealthy, turn toward north, or wise, turn toward south, you should at least face the east. Let's do one Mishnah Berurah here. V'anu shemachzirin. We turn our face to the east, ulefisha tzarch l'sval tzad mizrach, because we need to daven toward the east. Noagu l'kboya ha'hechal shebesevitar b'soichai b'kaisa mizrachi. The minog is to put the hechal that the Sefer Torah is in on the eastern wall. Okay. If you can put the arayin in the east, yikva b'darm, at least put in the south. So the south is better than Avakal. Panim loy lamarav, but at least not in the west. Shia achore am lehichal, because then the people's back are going to be toward the Arayin. Even if you put the urn in a different direction, you would have to face east when you daven. Now, what if you put the urn not in the east? You're allowed to switch it, and there's no isser of being moirid mikdushas hamakim of the urn, because it was hektish betas. It's interesting. Here the Mishnah Berurah says if you put the Arayin in a different direction, face east and not the Arayin. The Ber Halach and Simon Kofnun is Masupik, that if you put the Arayin in the south or north, should you dive into the east or where the Arayin is? The Shevet Alevi says the Ikra is like the Mishnah Berurah said here, that you face the east and you don't face the Arayin. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow, okay? Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.